coffee.
Oh yes.
The man was a tata.
He keeps flying the fly high.
And it's obviously not even a secret that this man is one of the biggest advocates of supporting local talent. We know this. And also waving the SA flag quite high. Or should we say African flag? We really need to design that.
Yes, he's an advocate for himself. Yeah. Citizen.
No doubt.
Yeah.
So now with Uzjava's first one-man show basically just coming up, Black Coffee has encouraged these 2.8 million Twitter followers to do the right thing and support the award-winning musician.
Yes.
Now the show is going to be taking place in Pretoria at the Pretoria Sun Arena, of course. It's going to be happening on Sunday. And this is what he said. Just want to remind you guys about the 27th of October, Pretoria Sun Arena. Yeah, man, come support Uzjava. Yeah, man, let's actually support our own. You know?
Mm.
So it was, of course, on the level where, man, it's acknowledged by everybody. You know, he's 2.8 million followers as well. They're like, you know what? He's definitely that guy who's not just, of course, pushing his own stuff. He's riding his own wave, making us feel his heat. He's also making sure that we recognize the heat of other people that are out here who have been doing the most.
Yeah.
Now, Uzjava has been a formidable artist. He's been doing the most as well. And it's also now, I'd say, probably like a new thing for him as well to not be pulling off a whole one-man show as well. It is something that is quite outstanding to see.
Mm.
And he has promised a night filled with spectacular music. And he also gave a dress code. Can you guess what the dress code is?
Zulu attire.
Well, not to be specific, but yeah, the dress code for the event is going to be traditional.
How did I know that? You know what? I've realized that, you know what? Uzjava is an avid advocate for Zulu people. Like, he's one of those people that would rightly and, you know, like, correctly so, precisely so, represent Zulu people.
Mm. He holds it down.
I respect that.
Have you realized also he's also upholding that cultural aspect of not cutting his hair as well?
Yeah.
I can't remember what exactly it's linked with, but then it's
linked with being a taxi driver. I'm kidding.
No,
I don't know, but I know a lot of things.
I'm looking around in case somebody's looking at you through the studio and they're about to come in here and have you. I want to make sure that we distance ourselves from anything that could get us hurt in this process. Hey, you know, you just threw shots at me.
No, seriously, a lot of
taxi. Nope, I'm down.
A lot of taxi drivers.
Odie, I'm gonna turn your mic off. I'm gonna save you.
No, but what is wrong with what I'm saying? I'm stating facts. That's all I'm stating. I'm not throwing shots at anyone.
Java, as you were saying, he holds down. The Zulu brother look.
I told you I respect Java with all my heart.
Yeah, well, I do. I don't know about the taxi drivers, though. I don't know how they feel.
I do. I respect them as well because they get up in the morning and hustle. Mm-hmm. You know? They're one of my inspirations.
You know, I want to see you look at Makeza in the eye today.
I've been at Makeza before. Do you know that?
Really?
I used to drive a taxi. No, I used to drive a taxi.
I've seen your old snaps.
Yeah.
It's not something that she even posted.
So
trust
me, I'm not throwing shots.
Post it on social media. No more.
Another day, not today.
It is definitely something that is actually quite beautiful to see that is the dress code for an event. You know, it's really, really important for us to acknowledge, you know, what we have as South Africans. You know, I always say the fact that with like such a diverse, you know, pool of so many backgrounds and cultural aspects and traditions, why